Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
The rise in mortgage rates hits coastal property markets hardest.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. Pricey real estate markets on the coast are bearing the brunt of the recent rise in mortgage rates. Here with the details is the Wall Street Journal's Laura Casisto. Laura, housing economists say these areas are likely to feel more pain as rates climb.
Yeah, so rates have risen by about half a percentage point since November, and the conventional wisdom has been that that's not actually enough to have an impact on the housing market. The idea is that maybe raises people's mortgage payments by $100, but if you break it down and you look at some of the most expensive markets in the country, places like California, places like New York, places like Boston, where people's monthly payments are much higher, that percentage difference has a much, much bigger impact on people. So you look at a market like California, where people are already looking at their payments going up by some $400. If rates are to go up to 5%, say, in the next couple of years, you're looking at another $400. That has a meaningful impact on people's ability to afford a home.
What are realtors and other real estate watchers saying about these pricey coastal areas going forward?
So I think we always thought that this might happen in a market like California. Prices have gone up so much, and they've gone up so much faster than people's incomes. And you kind of knew that a reckoning had to be coming, because part of the reason they've been able to rise so much is because mortgage rates, in some cases, have been at like 3%, which is the lowest that they've ever been. And so we knew it was going to happen, and there are different ways that it can affect the market. One way is that prices simply go down. Another is that first-time buyers, younger buyers, just get locked out of the market. They can't buy a home. You know, that's probably the most worrying possibility.
Right, which has seemingly already happened in places like San Francisco. I think you said in your piece San Francisco County is what, up like almost 40%?
Yeah, so it's already, yeah, exactly. So it's already a problem for these markets, and it just exacerbates that problem. Another survey that actually came out of first-time kind of millennial home buyers found that in October when they did the survey, before mortgage rates started to rise, I think it was something like 44% of prospective buyers for the spring were first-time buyers, and that's fallen to somewhere in the 30% range. So it's fallen off dramatically in just a couple of months, and they think that's largely driven by the fact that, especially if you're a first-time buyer, trying to get a mortgage at, you know, half a percentage point higher makes a big difference to you.
Sure. And what do we know about the areas least affected by these interest rate hikes?
So these are the areas where, I mean, there's some kind of crazy places where typical mortgage payments are something like $100 a month, which sounds amazing. So, you know, one of the places I looked at was the place that's the least affected by this is Cochrane County, Texas. And if you look for a Google image of Cochrane County, Texas, it's like a field. But some people live there, and they have very cheap mortgages. And so in their case, you know, their mortgages are maybe, I think, going up by something like $10. It's so small that there's just no way that you're cutting it that close. And, you know, that could be good news for some of these places. One of the sort of hopes is that as these places stay affordable and other places keep getting more expensive, that you see some migration to some of these more affordable areas. And we've seen studies that show that some of the most popular areas for first-time buyers to buy homes are actually in the Rust Belt, because that's where people can afford to buy them.
We're talking about rising mortgage rates and the impact that's having on real estate with Laura Casisto. And you're listening to Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal.
Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from the Atacama Desert in Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. First Solar is enabling a world powered by reliable and affordable solar electricity. Global business, it's something to see. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Laura, as you said earlier, home prices in these expensive coastal markets have seen a rapid run-up in prices driven by a lack of supply, a flood of new jobs, but something else besides rising mortgage rates that could have a chilling effect on these pricey properties is that Congress is considering a tax overhaul that may include losing the property tax deduction.
Yeah, so there are a couple of different changes that are, at this point, that are only proposed, and we don't know what's going to happen with them, but could have a big impact on pricey real estate markets. So one is eliminating the deduction for state and local property taxes. Of course, your property taxes in New York and San Francisco mm-hmm. are a lot higher than your property taxes in Cochran County, Texas. And so that could have a much bigger chilling effect, and again, probably meaning that people just have to buy less expensive homes because they don't get that tax break. Another thing that they're looking at is they're looking at potentially doubling the size of the standard deduction, making it less appealing for people to take the mortgage interest deduction. And the mortgage interest deduction is something that has primarily been a boost to these more expensive markets, again, because you get a bigger boost if mm-hmm. you buy a more expensive home. Both of those things combined, we really don't know what's going to happen with them. The challenge is both of them are quite popular in blue states. They're less popular in red states. So with a Republican-controlled Congress, they sort of have been seen as kind of sacred cows, but with a Republican-controlled Congress and a Republican president eager for tax reform, they may be much more willing to take that on.
That's The Wall Street Journal's Laura Casisto joining me here in the studio. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York.
Got an Amazon Echo or an Amazon Tap? Listen to The Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.